Hello, welcome back to the show. Right, so now Barcelona versus PSG, that's our first Champions League game we're discussing today. We'll start with you on this one, Jamie. Oh. What do you think about tonight on this?
I think Barcelona are going to steamroller them. I just think mission accomplished in Paris. Go back, take them there, and they'll just kill them on the counter. I just can't see anything other. I think I'll go straight into a score, I think it'll be 3-1 again. I just think Barcelona will just kill them on the counter. I don't think PSG are good enough to deal with this Barcelona side. I know we've just spoken about how good we think Barcelona are, and we think they're going to win it. No one scored 3 goals at the new Camp since February 2014, I've got written down here. And if Barcelona score, which I'm assuming we expect them all to do, PSG are not going to get 3. Barcelona are going to qualify. It's a difficult one to look at in terms of bets. I think both teams to score probably a decent bet, because I think as just the nature of Paris Saint-Germain have to go at them, try and get a goal, try and get 3 goals, 2 or 3 goals. So both teams.
Zlatan back though, aren't they?
Yes, good old Zlatan. 8-1 to score the first goal. Can I make a case for that? No, not even a little bit, to be honest. Suarez might be the man. But and Neymar, I think he scored 3 goals in 2 or 3 games against him. So I think he's about 8-11 to score any time. Might be worth looking at. But both teams to score, if you want a certainty, for me, 8-13 might be worth a look, Ross.
Yeah, for me, you've got to look at the stats here. Barcelona, they've lost 1 in 12, 7 in a row. They're averaging 2 goals a game. I think this will be a comfortable win for Barcelona. And again, the 2-5, massively odds on, absolutely no point touching that. You've got 3 even money shots here for me, even money, Barcelona to be winning at half-time and full-time. And you're right, Neymar scored 3 in 3 against Paris this season, twice in the group stages and 1 in the first leg. So even money, Neymar to score. And then I think Barca will win comfortably by 2 or more, and that's another even money shot. So 3 even money shots, pick them all or pick one of them. Yeah, I think Barcelona will win this quite comfortably.
Yeah, there's not a great deal more to say, is there? Let's be honest. Yeah, Barcelona, I think they'll win without a shadow of a doubt. They've only lost 4 games at home in the last 10 years in the Champions League. Luis Enrique tonight, it's his 50th game in charge, and he's looking to get his 42nd win. Lots of people are saying that Luis Enrique may not be the manager. He's getting...
It's amazing, isn't it? He probably loses his job, this
exactly,
guy, and he can go on and say win a number of trophies this season.
Well, I think it depends whether Messi wants him to be the manager or not. Lots of people are saying that they've fallen out. But for him to... could be his 42nd win in 50 games. Is that absolutely
That's
ludicrous
amazing.
That people are questioning him? So, yeah,
It's be 8 on the spin in the Champions League for them as well.
Exactly. There's nothing more to say, I don't think, than... I'm pretty certain.
How good's Luis Suarez though at the moment? 12 starts. He started slowly, but you've got to expect that when you move to a massive club like that and you're not the main man like he was at Liverpool. What a player.
Yeah, but he even said himself this morning, I've read a lot of newspapers, and he's saying that he was slightly scared going into the dressing room. He was a bit wary of the massive names, the likes of Neymar, the likes of Messi and things like that. But he's come into his own now, and he's a man for the big games as well. I quite fancy Luis Suarez as first goal scorer. He's absolutely embarrassed David Luiz in the last rounds. Luiz is having nightmares. I wouldn't be surprised if Luiz declares himself unfit. You know, just he got so embarrassed.
Well, how would you do? Obviously, Ross and I, as attacking players, flair players, we don't need to deal with that. How would you deal with him?
Well,
kick him.
Well, you certainly don't do what
leave
Luiz
your legs
did.
Wide open.
Leave your legs wide open, and you have to get a low centre of gravity. You have to try and hold a player up. He just runs forward at Suarez, and Suarez is either going to put it through his legs or knock it one side, run round the other. Yeah, Luiz isn't a great defender, as I say. Ibrahimovic and Verratti being back for PSG is a little glimmer of hope. But yeah, Barcelona nailed on.
And then one thing we just spoke about as well is, again, you say with the issues with Luis Enrique, Barcelona can win the treble, the Copa del Rey, La Liga and the Champions League. And with the issues they've had, Luis Enrique's first season, it would be an incredible achievement if they can complete the treble.
Yeah, for this match, I mean, as I said at the start, you could get them on the handicap, something like anything, really. I just don't see any way of PSG threatening to do anything here. I just think that they'll have to go for it. They probably will nick a goal, but I think Barcelona might nick 1, 2 or 3 more.
We're all agreed on that one, quite a simple one.
Yeah, pretty much.
So there's no surprises. And we'll be back with Bayern Munich versus Porto.